Now, have you ever been fined for using a bus lane during the dead of night? Why should you be fined if the buses aren't running? As I sometimes say, of course, the buses are running. There's the bingo bus and there's also the bus to Dublin. There's an all-night bus to Dublin, but it doesn't go in around the city. But technically, there is a bus. However, let's get back to the main point. It's been revealed by the Belfast Telegraph that 2,000 people have had to fork out money for a fine for being in the bus lanes during the early hours of the morning. Now, one of the areas which seems indeed to cause most frustration for motorists is outside Central Station. I want to speak to one of our MLAs about this from the Alliance Party. It's Paula Bradshaw. Paula Bradshaw, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. And I'm so glad that the figures have come out around this. This is a major problem. I get at least one constituent calling me every single week feeling very aggrieved that they've received a ticket whenever they've been picking a daughter up from a late shift at work or dropping a son off. You know, it tends to be people who are trying to do somebody a favour and they end up with a big hefty fine for their trouble. So I'm very glad that the Infrastructure Minister is now talking about reviewing it because it's grossly unfair.
Having said that, there's a big sign up that says 24-hour bus lane. I'm not sure what that means other than it's a bus lane 24 hours, so you shouldn't be going into it.
Well, look, don't get me wrong. I think that the introduction of the bus lanes has been very good for Belfast. And, you know, you'll find from the transit figures that people have been using public transport more. So there's absolutely no problem with them running whenever the buses are running, but operational when the bus is running. But it's during the night when they're not running, and that's whenever public opinion swings against them. And what we want to do is encourage people to come into the city centre, but we don't want them to be fined when they come there, when they're out on a night out, and they think that it's very unfair for them.
So why did politicians allow signage to go up that says 24-hour bus lane when we don't have a 24-hour bus service? Was this all about trying to get as much money as possible out of people, putting a tax on the stupid, really, who can't read a sign?
Well, no. Well, the signs went up before I came to the Assembly, so I'm taking no part in the decision-making around this. But I do think that the Infrastructure Minister is going to have to do a review of this. Obviously, there's a bit of common sense for people during the daytime, but at night, it should be like the parking bays. You know, once it hits 6 o'clock at night, you can park in them freely. So I wish that if there were signs up, they were in greater prominence for the clearways on the Lisburn Road, for example, where there are major problems. So it just seems very imbalanced in terms of common sense around this issue.
Who's making money from this? Those who are running the system must be making a fortune.
Oh, without doubt, they're making a fortune. And as I said earlier, a lot of the people who are paying the fines are, you know, people who certainly can't afford them. And, well, nobody really wants to find that sort of money. And I think that it's very unfair. In the dead of night, when there's no other cars on the road, practically, whatever, what they're just doing is going about our city. And so they feel very aggrieved then that they're handing money over whenever, you know, they feel very unjustified.
Where does the money go? If I'm fined £45 for being in a bus lane, where does my 45 quid end up?
Well, it's Department of Infrastructure money. They take the receipts from it, so I'm not sure what budget line they get realigned to. And maybe it is around road maintenance. I'm sure it does go to a very worthy cause, but it's more around the public opinion around it and how people feel that they can be aggrieved. You know, people don't mind money being spent sensibly and rules that are sensible, but in this case, it doesn't seem that there's much common sense from midnight to 6 o'clock when the buses aren't on the road anyway for them to be imposed.
At the beginning, I was led to believe that those who are operating it, the private company that operates the cameras, that they weren't on some sort of bonus for getting more people into the bus lanes or for catching more people. Is that still the way? Is that your understanding?
Well, I didn't realise that. I thought that it ultimately ended up. But as you say, then there is a middleman there who, you know, they'll be incentivised to bring the money, but ultimately it ends up with the Department of Infrastructure. So, you know,
just wondering on that, because I'll get some clarity on this. And I don't expect everyone to understand, even the MLAs, to be, you know, fully across exactly how the system works, because I've heard so many blimmin' descriptions of this since the bus lanes were introduced. But you have people who install the cameras, people who operate the cameras, and I was led to believe that they get a fee for doing it, but they don't get any extra money if they catch more people. Now, You would wonder why on earth they put it in for 24 hours, because they're bound to know that that's where you really catch the dafties. That's where you really catch people who either ignore signage or who can't read in the dark. And you do make money at night out of what I can only call stupidity. But you do make money at night. I'm just wondering, is all of that going to the Department of Infrastructure, or is there a nice wee fat bonus going to the people who run the cameras?
Well, I think you've made the point there. I don't think that they're necessarily getting a bonus. They've obviously been commissioned to deliver this service, and they will only deliver that service in line with how the Department of Infrastructure has instructed them. So the fact that it's operating during the night, that was an instruction. You know, I don't think they've taken it upon themselves to add extra hours onto their shift, so to speak, of managing the cameras to catch more people. I think it's a directive from the Department of Infrastructure, and it's up to them to tell them to cease doing that.
Is the signage big enough? You've alluded to some signage not being correct. Maybe I'm being unfair on those people who not only ignore the 24-hour bus signage, but ignore the city centre bus signage. Like the painted streets. If you go into a bus lane in Belfast city centre, you must be mad. Like, only an idiot would go into a bus lane in Belfast city centre. And I was the greatest critic of the bus lanes when they were first introduced. But when you stand and look at them, you have to be stupid to be caught.
Well, no, I wouldn't. I've had constituents who contacted me who got into that. So I'm certainly not going to call them stupid. I think that what happens sometimes is people from outside the city can be in the city centre, and they're so used to driving through other town centres that they've maybe lost their way a bit. They're not familiar with the layout, and they can find themselves going down the wrong lane, and then they've no other option but to go into, as you say, the city centre bus lane. So, again, they're thinking, well, why on earth am I getting fined? It's the middle of the night. There's not a bus about.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. There are people who rarely come to the city. Maybe it's a panic move. Oh, I'm in the bus. Oh, how do I get out of it? You're too late. You've already been caught and you're fined. That is actually a very good point about someone who may not be using the city very much. I'm still to be convinced about those who go into the 24-hour bus lane and who don't realise they're doing it. I really have to be convinced about that. Having said that, I'm still asking the question, why on earth do we have a 24-hour bus lane when we don't have a 24-hour bus service? Do you think maybe the MLAs are slow about providing, or maybe getting the legislation through to provide that 24-hour bus service, or is there no appetite from TransLink or no demand from the public for a bus service like that in Belfast?
Well, I think the decisions around the timing of the buses is very much delegated down to TransLink to decide that. As you know, over the years, people have got frustrated that their bus line has been taken off, because whilst it's a subsidised service, you know, there has to be a degree of sustainability around it. So I would say that the buses, they've probably done an analysis, and the buses are probably not viable at that time of night. I think that there might be the odd night line and the odd train and stuff to get people home, but I don't think in terms of a fully functioning service it would be in any way sustainable or viable.
So you'll be hoping now that the Infrastructure Minister will make some sort of move. Anywhere there is a 24-hour bus lane, it will end, say, at midnight maybe. That would be a good idea, would it?
Well, that would make a lot of sense. I'd say you could count in one hand the amount of cars go through it in an hour. So, no, absolutely. Between that and maybe even 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning when there's nobody about and they're only just travelling about to try and go about their business and not getting in anybody's way, then that would be the best option.
Do you think people who were fined between midnight and 5 a.m. should be refunded?
Well, you put me on the spot. No, I'm not sure about that, and I have tried on behalf of constituents to get them off, and I think that it'd probably be more complicated. But I think that maybe that they should draw a line, and once the decision's taken to change the rules, then from then on, then the policy should be introduced.
Okay, Paula Bradshaw, good speaking to you. Thanks for coming on the programme. Thank you. There's a very busy MLA who's getting a complaint on a regular basis from people who are caught in specifically the 24-hour bus lanes. Now, some of you are saying there are two 24-hour bus lanes, East Bridge Street and Castle Street. Is East Bridge Street, I never know one street from another, is East Bridge Street the ones in front of Central Station? That's East Bridge Street. Castle Street, I know where it is, down near Primark. But, and again, I'm open to guidance on this, because I tend to make the decision based on, it's most likely a 24-hour bus station if I haven't glanced to see the sign.